Chapter 18. The Scarlet Pimpernel Wins. After everyone left, Lady Marguerite opened her eyes slowly. She was alone in the dark. Her head hurt, and she was worried. Where was Sir Percy? Was Armand alive or dead? She couldn't remember anything after she heard the voice singing. Suddenly, she heard something very strange. Someone was speaking English. "My God," said the voice. Was she dreaming? She heard the voice again. "That man hit me hard," it said. No, it wasn't a dream. It was Sir Percy's voice. "Sir Percy, where are you?" she called, excited.
"Very near, my dear," Sir Percy said in his bored voice. "But I can't move. Degas have tied my arms and legs."
Lady Marguerite was perplexed. How did Sir Percy get here? She thought. Why are his arms and legs tied? It was the gypsy. Suddenly, she began to understand. Is it possible? She thought. Is Sir Percy the gypsy cart driver? She stood up and ran towards the voice. And there, on the ground, she saw Sir Percy. His blue eyes were looking at her, and he was smiling.
"Sir Percy," she cried, "I can't believe it."
"Good evening, Lady Blakeney. Can you help me untie these ropes? I'm really very uncomfortable," said her husband.
When Sir Percy was free, he took a small bottle of cognac from a pocket inside his coat. He gave some to Lady Marguerite and drank some himself.
"Ah, that's better," he said. "You've been very brave, my dear."
He smiled and kissed his wife.
"Oh, Sir Percy," Lady Marguerite exclaimed, "I made a terrible mistake. I helped Chauvelin discover your identity. Did you know that?"
"Yes, I did. But it's all right," Sir Percy answered. "You didn't know that I was the Scarlet Pimpernel, and you wanted to save Armand."
"Where is Armand?" Lady Marguerite asked. "Is he safe?"
"Yes, he's safe," said Sir Percy. "He's on the ship."
Lady Marguerite breathed more calmly.
"How did he escape from the hut? I don't understand," she said after a minute.
"It's quite simple, my dear," Sir Percy replied. "When I saw that Chauvelin was following me, and that there were soldiers everywhere, I decided to stay near Chauvelin and watch him. I gave the gypsy a few gold coins, and he gave me his clothes and his cart. I heard Chauvelin give his orders to the soldiers. They must not attack the hut until I arrive. So I took a risk. The soldiers took me from the cart and put me near the hut. I freed my hands from the ropes. Then I wrote a letter to my friends with my instructions and pushed the letter under the door of the hut."
Lady Marguerite looked at her husband, full of admiration. Suddenly, she heard a noise in the woods.
"What's that?" she asked.
"It's probably Sir Andrew," Sir Percy replied. "I met him near the Chagrin Inn and gave him my orders. He's coming here by the long safe road. Oh, here he is."
Lady Marguerite was happy to see Sir Andrew, but she was still worried and frightened.
"How will we get back to Calais?" she asked. "Chauvelin's soldiers are everywhere. And even if they don't catch us on the way, they'll wait for us on the shore near the Chagrin Inn. We'll never get to the ship."
And she started to cry.
"Ah, you're thinking about the letter in the hut," Sir Percy said with a laugh. "Don't worry about that. You see, I pushed two letters under the door. In the first one, I told Armand what to do. One of my instructions was that he must leave the second letter on the floor of the hut. Chauvelin's soldiers found that letter, That's why they've all gone back to Calais, to wait for me on the shore near the Chagres Inn. But my first letter said the ship must stay here and wait for me.
Sir Percy took Lady Marguerite's hand.
The boat isn't far from here, he continued. I planned everything perfectly. Chauvelin and his men will wait all night on the shore near Calais. And while he's waiting, we'll be safely on the ship, leaving France.
Lady Marguerite forgot all her worries and laughed and laughed. Sir Percy kissed her happily, and soon afterwards they were on their way to England, together with Armand and the Comte de Tournay. A few weeks later, Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite gave a splendid party at their home. All of London society was there. All, that is, except for Chauvelin, the French ambassador. He sent a polite letter to say that he couldn't come, and no one ever saw him in England again.